This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. But, you know, I learned something the last few days. Very, very interesting. So I got to MC an event. I love MCing an event. I think MC is Masters of Ceremony. And then I guess if you're a woman, you're like Mistress of Ceremony. I don't actually mind the term mistress like others do. Not that I've ever been a mistress, but I just think mistress sounds sexy rather than Mrs. of Ceremony. And if somebody goes Mrs. of Ceremony, you know what that reminds me of? Remember you would have the Miss America pageant and then they did the Mrs. America pageant? Remember the Mrs. America pageant? The women looked a lot older and heavier and, you know, it was like night and day. And I don't think the Mrs. America pageant really went very far. I don't think the guys are really into it. Guys are really into girls that haven't had baby bodies. And maybe the reason why is in the, you know, evolutionary, you know, way of thinking in the animal kingdom days, if a woman's already had a baby, you know, and she's already somebody else's, she kind of becomes unattractive to other mates. My face changed, my body changed, everything changed. And so I was really, really attractive before I got married and had a baby. And everybody says, well, the women let themselves go. No, it's not that the women let themselves go. It's that nature purposely makes them repulsive. Well, not you guys, but me. So that no other mate will try to steal you away from the little younglings that you're supposed to, you know, take care of in the den or the cave or whatever. So that's why the Mrs. America pageant just didn't really seem to take off, because they just weren't as attractive to people looking at the Miss America pageant, which, by the way, the Miss America pageant, I think, going away. I think a lot of people don't think it's really politically correct, you know? Yeah. But so I was emceeing an event at the Temple Beth Shalom charity gala. And a great one. It was TBS Gold, and it was amazing. It was, but I noticed that the Jews, you know how they say that the Jews are the chosen people? You know, and I'm no biblical scholar, you know, I know you guys think I am, but I think I figured out why. It doesn't have anything to do with birthright or anything like that. No, no. I think it's because of the language Yiddish. Yiddish provides this kind of protective coat where you could call somebody some real bad things, but if it's Yiddish, you don't get in trouble. Now, I just wrote an article on this. The majority of you guys have spoken Yiddish. In fact, I think every one of you have spoken Yiddish. You don't have to be Jewish to speak Yiddish. You have. Okay, one, has any of you said the word glitch? Yeah, this computer has a little glitch. Glitch is a Yiddish word. Glitch. It means a little malfunction. Have any of you ever said, oh, I'm a klutz? That's Yiddish. Have any of you ordered a blintz? Or a bagel and lox? I'll have a bagel and lox. Those are Yiddish terms. And then have you ever nudged someone? Quit nudging. Nudge comes from nudge. Yiddish. Have you called someone a slob? That's Yiddish. Remember the beatniks? Adding Nick, like a nudnik? Nick, like beatnik? Nick is somebody aligned with a movement. You guys have been saying Yiddish all the time. It's not just about tush. So anyway, really quickly here, Yiddish, I guess, has like roots dating back to 1250. And that's when Jews start to migrate, you know, from more of the Middle East, Palestine, other areas of the world, to the German Rhine Valley, and then to Central and Eastern Europe. And what Yiddish is it's like a mixture of languages between Hebrew, German, Aramaic, Slavic, Romance languages. It's a mix. And I guess back then, hundreds of years ago, it was the regular day-to-day language. And like, I thought Jews spoke Hebrew. Hebrew was the, you know, the language of prayer. Aramaic was the language of learning. So you would pray in Hebrew, you would learn in Aramaic, but Yiddish was your common day-to-day language. Like, okay, go pish. Like, go pee-pee. You know, when I tell, you know, the dog go pee-pee, you say go pish. So it's Yiddish. And then it became really, really popular where millions, I think 13 million people were speaking it by the early 1900s. And then by pre-Holocaust time, millions more spoke it. Unfortunately, after the Holocaust, its use dropped drastically. And for obvious reasons, you know, people, if it was identified as the Jewish language, nobody was going to speak it. Everybody's going to, you know. And, of course, we lost millions of people, lost millions of Christians and Jews. And so, but the funny thing is a lot of words and phrases have been adopted in our regular vernacular. Now, you know, somebody will say, you know, I'll hear somebody call somebody a putz. That's a very bad word. That's worse than calling somebody a schmuck. Those are really, really bad words. You can't say those. But people use them all the time, going, oh, yeah, this was some guy acting like a putz. No. Okay, and I'm noticing a lot of people are kind of, you know, using them wrong. But I remember Al Michaels, who I believe grew up in Brooklyn, during one Saturday football game, you know, said how a player fell on his chuchas. That's Yiddish for tushy. So, you know, we speak Yiddish a lot, but I was blown away by seeing words like glitch, you know, and slob. These are things we use. So that's just a small bissel of it. Bissel, just like a little small amount. So I have a full comprehensive list if you guys want to know. Okay? And I did an article on this. But the funny thing is a lot of you guys will like say, okay, well, let's schmooze. Okay, schmoozing is Yiddish. You want to kind of schmooze? You want to kind of, you know, make somebody kind of... these words have so much rich meaning to schmooze. I can't even put in English. It's just kind of, you know, make people like you, make people feel comfortable to schmooze someone. It has a huge word. But a lot of people think you have to add a ch. No, that's like a Hebrew letter chet. You don't have to do that to Yiddish. Yiddish doesn't have a ch. You don't have to do that, okay? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah, I don't think singing coaches love me. They probably are like, girl, you need some help. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. And a big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, before we begin, I just got to give a big shout out to the medical students at the Osteopathic Center at Toro University of Nevada. They threw a big surprise party for me this weekend. It was huge. And I kind of got wind of it because I had to MC an event, and so I was asking to, you know, if I could hang out with whomever another day, and then I found out that it was actually a little cover for a huge kind of thank you bash. And I, you know, want to just tell you guys something. These students are going to be your future doctors. And I know I hear people say that, oh, you know, the future healthcare is going to stink, and, you know, millennials are, you know, not like the other generations. I'm going to tell you right now, I have never been so optimistic in my life. You know, do not underestimate the younger generations. You know, maybe they had it a little easier than us, but in many ways they have it a lot harder, a lot harder. And the one thing that really is standing out is this loyalty they have. I mean, I have never, these students were great. I mean, there's a lot of crying, you know, because I don't get to work with them anymore. Contract wasn't renewed, so I no longer teach there. And that's why I've been doing so many other things. And I love the students dearly, and I miss them, and they miss me. And I just was blown away by how they cared. You know, you'll sit in a classroom, and, you know, students will, you know, you'd think they're sitting on their phones or on Facebook. I mean, they were quoting things I said. I was like, you were listening to class? People who I thought never even went, they did. And so, you know, for those of you guys that are teachers out there, I really get why it is so emotional, because, you know, not seeing your students or seeing your students leave and graduate is so emotional. Luckily, the students call me all the time, so I'm always talking to them, you know, getting to see how they're doing, and they, you know, they're, you know, letting me know what's going on with their lives and their babies and things like that. But, you know, to see hundreds of students come together for this, it was really flattering. Nobody's ever done that. I mean, even if, you know, friends do a surprise birthday party for me, it's usually like five people. You know, I never expected that. So if you guys wonder why, you know, my social media is kind of flooded with me hugging a bunch of people that are half my age, those are my students. And they are amazing. And I know some people who got wind that I wasn't teaching them anymore asked, you know, am I still going to teach them? Because people kind of like my style of medicine. And absolutely, they are avid. They're avid listeners to the show. They read my books. They follow me on social media, and they call me every time they have a question. So don't worry. You know, the future doctors of America coming from, you know, my neck of the woods, they got it going on. And you guys are going to be so lucky to have them as your medical providers. So hands down, love you guys. I really, really love you guys. And a big shout out to Adam, who kind of set this whole thing up. Okay. Let's get to work, guys. This blood pressure medication recall is really driving people crazy. We have a third cancer-causing contaminant now, a third one found in the popular blood pressure medication, Losartan. Not all Losartans, just a lot. Not a lot of them. I mean, a lot, like a batch, okay? The FDA is now adding more medicines to the recall. Why? This is called N-nitroso-N-methyl-4-aminobutyric acid. Did you guys write that all down? N-nitroso-N-methyl-4-aminobutyric acid. I'm going to test you on this later, guys. NMBA. So remember we had the NDMA and the NDEA, this is NMBA. You know what? It's the chemists. You know what? I took a lot of chemistry in school. I asked the same thing. I'm like, well, you guys used to come up with just one name. Well, because there's a different carbon, and there's a different oxygen, and there's a different this, and there's a different this, and, you know, and we're like, yeah, but, you know, N-nitroso, N-methyl-4-aminobutyric acid. But I got to tell you something. Chemists are really, really smart. Okay? That whole big, long name that confuses you or I, they know exactly how to write it out. I used to be that good. When I took organic chemistry, you could give me an N-nitroso-N-methyl-4-aminobutyric acid, and I could draw that sucker out. And I'd be like, boom, there you go. There's your covalent bonds. There's your OH hydroxyl group. There's your, I would just, what, and they were like, damn, girl. And I'm like, it just says it right there. It's like a whole language. Chemists are pretty cool. Maybe not the sexiest group, but they're pretty cool. So anyway, it was detected in the latest recall of Losartan. Now, Losartan, one of my favorite medicines, the group, the angiotensin receptor blockers. We use it to treat high blood pressure, use it for kidney protection and diabetes, use it for heart failure. And again, they think this was created in the manufacturing process of the generic drug. So, the FDA reports that this comes from Hetero Labs LTD, and it's in India. And they've announced a recall of 87 lots, batches, of this Losartan potassium. So Losartan potassium is the basic Losartan, not the Hyzaar. So it has the 25, 50, 100. So it's a brand name Kozar, but it's not the Kozar brand. It's the generic. Kozar is still fine. And they say the recalled Losartan potassium tablets made by Hetero Labs and distributed by Camber Pharmaceuticals. That's important for your pharmacist to know where he got the batch of the generic medications. Found this impurity. Now, this impurity is known, according to the FDA, as an animal and potential human carcinogen. They say this is the first ARB recall resulting from the presence of NMBA, as opposed to the other ones, the NDEA and the NDMA. This is NMBA, NIMBA. And they say it's the third type of nitrosamine impurity detected in these ARB medicines. So, the FDA's evaluation suggests that these nitrosamines found in ARBs may be generated when specific chemicals and reaction conditions are present in the manufacturing process of the drug's API, and may also result from the reuse of materials such as solvents. So, that's kind of interesting. That is very frustrating to us. That's kind of a head-scratcher, because you're like, well, wait a second. This manufacturing process may be something that's done for a lot of products. Yes, absolutely. And so the FDA says we are deeply concerned about the presence of a third nitrosamine impurity in these certain ARB medications, but it is important to underscore that based on the FDA's initial evaluation, the increased risk of cancer to patients with this NMBA exposure appears to be the same for NDMA exposure, but less than NDEA. Oh, they have a... Yeah, okay, yes. So basically they're saying it may equal the risk of NDMA, but not NDEA. To me, I think there's a risk, there's a risk. So the FDA, they find it not acceptable, and they are conducting a major investigation. That's according to Dr. Scott Gottlieb, FDA commissioner. So what does that mean? What are they going to do? Well, now they're going to do extensive analyses. They are going to share testing methods with international regulators because obviously things made in India and China aren't made in America. So we need international regulators to be on point, which they have been. They're the ones that originally found this. They want to help manufacturers and other regulators not do the same thing. And they basically are now in the process of getting their act together. Now, according to Toronto Research Chemicals, I didn't get a lot of information on this. They just say it's a known carcinogen in a wide range of animal species. We just don't know exactly what the potential is for humans. So, Irbesartan had a recall of some lots. Also, Valsartan. So, you know, NDMA, one of the products, can cause liver and lung cancer. NDEA. We see it in tobacco smoke, also classified as a probable human carcinogen. So many of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, should I just get off these blood pressure medications? No, no, no. Do not stop any blood pressure medications. Do not. No need. What you need to do is call your pharmacy and find out regarding the lot if yours was included in this recall. If it wasn't, you're probably fine. The thing is I get some of you are like, well, what about next week? Am I going to find out that what I have, you know, what I'm taking has it? You could talk to your doctor about switching out of the ARB. My problem is it really is a good class of medications, and these are just some small lots. But do keep an eyebrow up on, you know, and expect future recalls. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Many people people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After at least two major tornadoes touched down in Alabama on Sunday,
we're trying to account for individuals that have been reported missing to families.
Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones says they've confirmed at least 23 deaths, but they do expect that number to rise.
We have an extensive debris field. Catastrophic would be the word I would use to describe the area that is most affected.
A late winter storm dropping over a foot of snow on parts of the Northeast and New England overnight, hitting some areas that had gotten off pretty easy for most of the winter. Word is, in the Boston region, they received 16 inches in some spots, including in Weymouth and Sharon. Another Democrat making a run for president in 2020 is former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announced his decision in a campaign ad this morning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I had somebody a little grumpy. This was a few days ago on telemedicine. And they had a bad, shall we say, let me see. How do I do this without reading what they wrote? Because I don't really want to read this email, and they don't want it read on air. But somebody was kind of mad, that they went on a telemedicine provider, and you're going to start hearing a lot. We're going to be talking a lot about telemedicine because your insurance is recommending it. And they were actually urged to go through telemedicine before going to their medical provider. They went on telemedicine, didn't get an antibiotic, ended up calling again, trying to get a different provider, got me. I didn't give the antibiotic, and they went off. And I felt bad for them. I felt really bad for them. And that's why, like I said, this isn't really something that, you know, I want to talk about on air, because I don't think this is supposed to be for air. This is somebody that wrote something that was just really mad and frustrated. But because I am on air, right, and I think some of you guys may have similar frustrations, I want to talk about it, okay? So, good. Is that enough of a disclaimer? I'm good? Good. Okay, drop my glasses. Hold on. Drop my glasses. So, what's going on here? Okay, first of all, your insurance company wants to save money. They also want to increase access, and they want to make their consumers happy, their clients happy. But because of the big push of antibiotics and antibiotic resistance, we cannot, especially from an insurance company standpoint, condone widespread antibiotic use. There has to be best practices. There has to be justification. And so many of you are getting advertisements for using a certain telemedicine provider, and you're getting excited about it. And some of them are saying, we can write antibiotics. So you're like, well, great, I could get my Z-Pak. I could call online and get my Z-Pak. And some of you have been able to. You'll get a doctor who's like, you know, believes you and says, oh, yeah, that sounds bad. Here's a Z-Pak. But in true telemedicine, most of the real good companies are very, very strict about what we are able to give antibiotics for. So, I mean, if we think you kind of have a skin infection and you're having trouble getting in with your doctor, we might write you an antibiotic. If you had a bladder infection and you just had a culture done and the culture says you have it, but the antibiotic didn't work and you need a different one, we could write an antibiotic. But many telemedicine companies don't allow us to just write an antibiotic if you have a bladder infection. Because how do we know you have a bladder infection? We didn't really get to look at the urine. You're saying you have burning when you pee. Well, guys, girls, when you have burning when you pee, what else could that be? It could be an STD. It could be, well, you ate a lot of spicy food. It doesn't necessarily always have to be a bladder infection. In fact, I can't tell you how many people would come into my office when I had one, and I would look at the urine, and the urine, you know, showed little inflammatory cells, but would let the urine cook, would send it to the lab for 3 days. I'd start them on an antibiotic empirically, so, you know, the infection doesn't go up to the kidney in 3 days, but the urine culture would come back negative. And when the urine culture comes back negative, many times if the staff are like, normal labs, here, sign off on normal labs, you kind of need to stop as a medical provider and go, wait a second. Is it normal because that was a recheck? Or is it normal because they never had a bladder infection to begin with? And so a lot of people take antibiotics when they don't need to, which is why there's a lot of things we're not supposed to treat on air. You know, there was a doctor that I ran into at a conference and said, these telemedicine doctors, I don't know what they're doing. And I'm like, what happened? She said, well, there was a guy who was treated by telemedicine twice with antibiotics for ear pain, and he goes to, you know, a regular urgent care, and it turns out it was wax in the ear. Well, the companies I work for, you're not allowed to give antibiotics for ear infections. If you can't look at the ear, you can't treat it. You're supposed to refer them. So one thing I'm seeing that you guys are going to see is there's not a very consistent practicing style throughout the telemedicine platform, which is very indicative of a normal medical community. You know, doctors are told, well, don't give this antibiotic, don't give this. And, you know, doctors are like, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want. I know my patients. It's an art. I know what I want to do. Well, the more you become an employee and the more you start to work for a system, then the more you have to follow rules, follow guidelines, you know, which does take away some of the art. But then on the other end, you know, are we doing this for the greater good? Are we trying to stop antibiotic resistance? So I get it. I definitely see both sides. The problem we have, and this is why we get angry patients, you know, there are people that say, look, I know my body. This is going to go into a full-blown sinus infection if I don't take an antibiotic now. Trust me. Give me the antibiotic before it goes into a sinus infection. And your telemedicine provider or your regular primary care doctor in your brick-and-mortar store office will say, well, I can't. It could be a viral sinusitis. I'm not allowed to give you an antibiotic. They're like, please, you have to. This is going to be bad. And once I have a bad sinusitis, I can't get rid of it. And the doctor's like, no, you know, we have to wait till you have a fever, or we have to wait till you have worse discharge, or, and then, by then, now you need a strong antibiotic. And so you have a lot of people saying, look, you know, medicine worked, it worked for me before, now we're changing the rules, and we're kind of suffering longer. Well, medicine is changing. I mean, be prepared. You're going to be frustrated. We have to, as a healthcare system, cut back on all the antibiotics we keep writing. On the other end, I think people are very, very in tune to their bodies, and they know what works and what doesn't work. There are some people that say, look, a Z-Pak doesn't work, neither does amoxicillin, but you have to give me this. It seems to work. And I do believe that. I think there, even though you know, the pharmacology doesn't make sense in terms of that, I've seen it happen in my case where some antibiotics do nothing. And I'm like, but we're treating the bug. But again, you know, medicine is an art. It doesn't have to be an exact, you know, mathematical science. There's a lot that could be going on. There's a lot of choreography that happens with the body. So, you know, what can you use telemedicine for? Well, what I think a lot of people are not realizing the benefit is you're talking to a medical provider. I mean, rather than waiting 3 hours in a medical office, you are getting on the phone, having somebody talk to you right there, giving a medical opinion. You know, talking to a lawyer would be like $500 an hour. But you guys are paying, what, $20 copay, $40 copay, sometimes free, and you're able to talk to a doctor right there. That's value. The problem is, then people get mad, going, well, I want an antibiotic. I have an ear infection. Give me an antibiotic. Well, if we can't look at your ear, we can't do that. If we don't know why you're having burning coming out of your urethra, and you're a guy, and most guys don't get bladder infections, we can't just write you a random antibiotic. If we think you have shingles and you upload a picture that it looks like shingles, yeah, we could probably treat that. If you have the signs, classic symptoms of strep throat, we could treat that. Now, people are starting to get smart. They're starting to look up what they need to say to the doctor so they get the medicine that they want. But then, you know, the government's going to come in and make new, you know, regulations that the insurance companies and, you know, telemedicine doctors have to abide by. And then it's even going to get harder. They're going to say, okay, fine. You know what? You can't go to telemedicine for antibiotics. So, you know, guys, don't, you know, abuse the system. All right? I mean, you know, if you think you have something that's really bad, you know, see a doctor in person. Okay? I mean, you know, your medical provider that sees you can give you amazing care. And I understand that telemedicine is fantastic, but it can be limited. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
On the Dr. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, making news is this little baby 2-year-old girl who has ovarian cancer, we're being told. Zidius, her mom. Oh, Zidius. Yeah. Says, I don't know. I was like, she won't be able to be in the Navy. When they were told that she couldn't swim, she couldn't scuba dive. She said, I've never done it before, but thinking about those small things will affect her the rest of her life. She'll have to look back and say, oh, I got cancer. So now I can't do this or I can't do that. Now, this just blows my mind. Apparently, she was having these off and on again fevers, irritability. She was kind of, you know, not really eating well, and her stomach would bloat. And so when you have a young kid with stomach bloating, they're a little too old for colic. Colic is usually in the baby infantile stage. But, you know, you're like, okay, well, maybe she's constipated, maybe she's having issues, whatever. So the family moved, switched pediatricians, because they had, you know, moving, whatever. And she had, you know, gone to a new daycare. So people thought, well, maybe, you know, we're moving, new diet, new city, new daycare, whatever. But an x-ray on February 14th revealed that little Kenny, who's the daughter, her bowels are full. And after hearing several times that she was having constipation or gas, usually I would recommend a GI doctor at that point. I'd be like, you know what, let's just make sure there's nothing else going on. Apparently, oh, the mom, Megan and Michael, said she pushed for more answers and they went to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, Scottish Rite Hospital, for an ultrasound. So, again, they thought it was going to be something that has to do with the bowel. Instead, the child had cancerous tumors and a stage 3 yolk sac ovarian cancer was diagnosed. Now, these are germ cell tumors that can form in the reproductive organs of children, but can also be in the neck, chest, abdomen, tailbone, pelvis, and brain. And they were blindsided. She says, quote, we thought it was constipation, and that's why I'm bringing this up. I can't tell you how many times people would have constipation, they would just blow it off as constipation, and then it turned out to be something more serious. Not that I want you to freak out, we're all constipated. I'm constipated now. But don't blow off constipation. So she said at the very worst, we thought maybe she would have to have surgery to empty her bowels, but we never thought it was going to be cancer. Now, these germ cell tumors, according to Fox News, only account for about 3% of all childhood cancers. That's according to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. They also state that there is no known reason for why they develop. It's more common in some people with certain genes. She's 2 years old. So what are they going to do? They're going to have surgery, chemotherapy, to attack the remaining cancer cells. And the surgeons removed some of the tumors, along with the right ovary and 5 inches of her small intestine. She's in the process of now going through 4 rounds of chemo. And she's also a part of a study, obviously, because it's such a rare cancer. But luckily, one of the medicines may have less severe side effects than others. And so that may be hopeful. Although one said could cause some people to have hearing loss. So right now, the doctors want to just cure her, okay? In the meantime, we are trying to do research and figure out what could be the best treatment for others that have this. But, you know, I've never heard of ovarian cancer in somebody this young. I've heard of breast cancer in a 10-year-old. I've heard of testicular cancer in young boys. Usually, though, ovarian cancer is kind of an older woman problem. And to see that in a 2-year-old. Now, I had a tumor in my ovary. It's not the same. It was a dermoid tumor, different cell line that comes from the skin cells, the same lineage that make hair, teeth, etc. And so mine was on my ovary, but only had a 2% chance of malignancy, they say, but luckily it's out, knock on wood, no problem since. And it had little hair, a little tuft of hair, the color of my hair when I was a little girl. It was very interesting. A lot of these have actual full-grown teeth. Mine didn't have a tooth. I wish it did. You know, some people have these tumors on their back with a tooth in it, and it freaks people out. And it's a dermoid teratoma. These things happen. Not cancerous, usually fine. What she has, however, though, is serious, and that's why she's had to have the chemotherapy, and that's why she's had to have, you know, the extensive workup. But, you know, I bring it up because, you know, I think we really underestimate a lot of the symptoms that are out there. And I don't like talking about it because I don't want you guys to worry. You know, like a cough. You know, most of us will get a cough. Or there'll be a cold, and then we'll have this cough that kind of lags on for a couple weeks. That happens. Or you'll take an ACE inhibitor for your blood pressure, you'll get a cough. All right, stuff happens. Okay. But when I diagnose somebody with lung cancer, and the lung cancer is kind of at an advanced stage, I'm like, what symptoms have you had? And they'll be like, well, I had this cough. I didn't cough a lot, but I would always just have this cough. So I just figured it was allergies. It's like, no, no. There was a guy that came into me with post-nasal drip and needed a refill of his Nasonex. Told you guys about this. And I go, okay, you know, you just have it during the allergy season, right? He goes, no, I'm on it year-round. Excuse me, I go, year-round? You aren't supposed to be having post-nasal drip year-round. Well, I do, and I take it year-round. And I'm like, well, let me examine you. And I take a look. And, you know, I look in the back of the throat and always have your medical provider use a little aw stick, a little tongue depressor. I call it an aw stick. Always have your medical provider do that. So we could kind of gag you a little bit and see as far down into the throat as we can and the base of the tongue. Well, when I did that, out popped a tumor. Kind of like a pop goes the weasel. I jumped when I saw it. There was a tumor on the base of his tongue. And here he is thinking, because of the sensation of the tumor to the back of his throat, he's thinking he has chronic post-nasal drip. And his other doctors just kept giving him Nasonex, nasal steroids. And unfortunately, this cancer was at an advanced stage. And he was gone within a year. Again, don't freak out about post-nasal drip. We're coming into allergy season. But rule of thumb, if you have a symptom that doesn't go away after a couple weeks, get it checked out. You know? And, you know, get it checked out then in person. And if you think the doctor's going to blow you off, and they're going to say, all right, well, you know what, no, no, it's nothing. You just take some, you know, over-the-counter antihistamines. If you think you're getting blown off, then you go and you get a second opinion. Everybody's so worried about being rude. They go, well, my doctor didn't act like he was concerned. Well, maybe he didn't act like he was concerned because he's burnt out. And since you didn't have chest pain or active bleeding anywhere or whatever, he's like, well, you're not going to die from what you have, so whatever. Meanwhile, a simple post-nasal drip case ends up being a case that somebody could die from. So you need to educate your doctor. And that's what my show is for. So then you could go to your doctor and say, look, you know, I just always have this feeling of post-nasal drip and, you know, it's year-round. And I heard that one case, it was actually a tumor at the base of the tongue. Can you make sure I don't have a tumor at the base of my tongue? Now the doctor has to get off his tushy and, right, take a tongue depressor and look in the back of the throat. If you can't see anything, offer at least a referral. And, I mean, you having constant nasal drainage, maybe you just need to see an ENT, an ear, nose, and throat. Some people say, gosh, I get sinusitis all year long. You're not supposed to get sinusitis all year long. Maybe you have a tumor in the sinuses that keeps getting infected. Get yourself checked. Same thing with constipation. Oh, I'm always constipated. Oh, it's the way I eat. Could be. Could be. Maybe you do eat like crap. But if you're always constipated, you got to get yourself checked. Maybe see a GI doctor, check the colon, maybe get a scan. Maybe get the ovaries checked if you have ovaries. So I'm not, you know, there's a lot of simple symptoms. But rule of thumb, if it doesn't go away or if it gets worse, get it checked out. When in doubt, check it out. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.